This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are making their closing pitches to voters in the state of New Hampshire before the state holds its first primary, the first primary of the 2020 presidential race on Tuesday. Senator Elizabeth Warren said at a campaign event in Rochester, New Hampshire, that it's time to go big or go home.
This is no time for small ideas. This is no time to nibble around the edges of our big problems. This is the time to see a problem, attack it head on. This is the time for big structural change.
Meanwhile, in his own campaign appearance in New Hampshire, U.S. President Donald Trump told his supporters he has absolutely delivered on his campaign promises.
While the extreme left has been wasting America's time with this vile hoax, we've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade deals, securing our borders, and lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed.
With the final results of last week's Iowa caucus still up in the air, excitement is running high for the next contest as Democratic voters try to figure out who will best represent their party against the incumbent Republican, President Trump. The coronavirus in China has hit an unhappy milestone, topping 1,000 after the center of the outbreak. Hubei province reported another 103 deaths on Monday. The Chinese officials say there are now nearly 43,000 confirmed cases across the country. President Xi Jinping visited coronavirus patients at a Beijing hospital on Monday and called for more decisive measures to contain the outbreak. That's according to Chinese state television reports. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.